Now, to forbear forever so little of Irish trees and lily orangans, concerning the genesis of Harold or Humphrey Chimpton's occupational agnomen, we are back in the pre-surnames Prodromerith period, of course just when Enos chalked hall traps, and discarding once for all those theories from older sources which would link him back with such pivotal ancestors as the Glues, the Gravies, the Northeast, the Anchors, and the Earworkers of Siddlesham, in the Hundred of Manhood, or proclaim him offsprout of Vikings who had founded Wapentake and settled him in Herrick or Eric, the best authenticated version. The Dumlap, read the reading of Hofed ben Edar, has it that it was this way. We are told how in the beginning it came to pass that, like cabbaging Cincinnatus, the grand old gardener was saving daylight under his redwood tree one sultry Sabbath afternoon, Hag Chivichas Eve, in pre-fall paradise peace by following his plough for rootles in the rear garden of Mob House, the old Marine Hotel, when royalty was announced by Runner to have been pleased to have halted itself on the high road, along which a leisure-loving dog-fox had cast followed, also at walking pace, by a lady pack of cocker spaniels. Forgetful of all save his vassal's plain fealty to the ethnarch Humphrey or Harold, stayed not to yoke or saddle, but stumbled out hot-faced as he was, his sweatful bandana loose from his pocket-coat, hasting to the forecourts of his public in toppy, surcingle, solace scarf, and plaid, plus fours, putties, and bulldog boots, ruddled cinnabar with flagrant marl, jingling his turnpike keys and bearing aloft amid the fixed pegs of the hunting party a high perch atop of which a flower pot was fixed earthside, hoist with care.